Gabe, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Let's build a boat box here. What's
all right.
One tool at a time. What do you need to have?
Well, there's a couple of things that that you don't necessarily need to have, but I like to have in general. I find them really helpful. The first is zip ties. Always have zip ties. They're great for pinching off hoses or hanging up things that come loose or whatnot. Always have a little piece of line, preferably line that's large enough to double as a starter cord if you need it. Beyond that, I always have a roll of electrical tape because any commercial fisherman out there knows that you can do anything with this stuff. It's pretty wonderful. And I always keep a little pouch of grease or some kind of lubricant. So those are the things that you don't have to have, but they're really nice to have.
Okay.
The things that you really need are a good set of screwdrivers. You want small, medium, and large sizes of screwdrivers. And you want not necessarily really good quality ones, but you want them to be in good condition so they work.
Now, how do you feel about the screwdriver that has the all the different ends in the on the inside?
It's funny you say that, Dave. I've got one right
here.
You
do have one.
Yep. And this is my favorite unit. This one happens to be a ratcheting one. The limit that is on these screwdrivers is that they have this little shank that doesn't allow them to access narrow places like other screwdrivers
do. Which a lot of motors do have those very tight to get to screws.
Exactly.
If you've got to take the air box off or something.
The other thing, and you know, a lot of screwdrivers say this right on the handle, don't use it as a pry tool. But everybody uses a little screwdriver as somewhat of a pry tool every now and then. And this is one thing that you cannot use as a pry tool because you'll likely break the bit off in the end.
Okay, so good to have in the box, but a few backups, also smart.
Definitely.
Now you've got an assortment of pliers here.
I do, yeah. The first thing I've got in here is a good pair of needle-nose pliers. The thing to check when you buy needle-nose pliers is you want to grab the handles and wiggle them back and forth, and you don't want hardly any movement.
Okay.
The next thing I've got is a set of side cutters.
For?
Side cutters are great for extracting cotter pins propellers.
Changing your prop.
Yep.
Okay.
And they're also good for, of course, some chopping miscellaneous things, wires, zip ties, whatnot. I've got a pair of what are called duckbill pliers in here. They look like needle nose pliers, except they have a squished down nose on them, so they're a lot easier on fuel hoses and stuff. I've got a regular pair of pliers. These are your good old slip joint, as they're called, pliers. And what else have I got in here? I've got a pair of channel locks. This is a wonderfully useful and versatile tool that I think should be in everyone's toolbox. And let's see, what else in here? I've got something down in the bottom, and usually when it's in the bottom of your toolbox, it means that you don't use it very often. But this is a long pair of needle-nose pliers that is really valuable when I drop something underneath in my outboard cowling.
Which happens.
Which is and it's really difficult to get your fingers in there. So these long needle nose are great for that.
Okay.
And let's see. I suppose we can...
Now, your wrenches, you've got an assortment of wrenches and sockets.
Yeah,
now,
right.
How does a person determine just the bare minimum that they ought to have?
Good question.
In their boat box.
Good question. You want to... First of all, you're going to look at your boat and you're going to look at your motor. Usually, most of your motor fasteners are going to be metric. Most of your boat fasteners are probably going to be standard. There are some sizes that trade off between the two. For example, 7/16 is similar to 11 millimeter. 3/4 is similar to 19 millimeter. So if you concentrate on those sizes that trade back and forth, you can really eliminate some of the steel that you have to carry around in your toolbox.
Now,
I like to keep a full set of standard wrenches, and then I keep the metric size wrenches that I use most often. So a full set of standard wrenches will go from about 5/16 up to 3/4. And then for metric wrenches, I'll have 10 millimeter, 12 millimeter, 14, and 17 millimeter. And similarly, that also goes for sockets as well, keeping in mind that you've got to have a spark plug socket in there, which is, I believe, 13/16. And the last wrench you want to make sure you have in your toolbox is a good old-fashioned crescent wrench. And you don't have to get a really high-quality crescent wrench. In fact, none of these tools have to be very high-quality, again, but they do have to work well. So the crescent wrench is really useful in those situations where you may not have that precise wrench, but you need to get the job done. If you've got the right size wrench, don't use a crescent wrench. Use a right size wrench.
Okay. Looking in here, I see a couple other small things. I see a wire brush to clean off some terminals. I see some Loctite you've got there. The zip ties, the tape you mentioned, a flashlight, and some grease.
Yeah, what else do we have in here that needs... Yep, I've got a few things. So I've got several files here. I've got a small flat file and a small round file. Those come in handy every now and then. And also I've got half of a broken hacksaw blade with a little electrical tape handle on one end for those cases where I have to cut something.
All right. Perfect. So for many of the situations we would encounter, many of the problems that are typical to our boats and motors in this part of the world, this can get you home.
That's right. Yeah, this box is something I've put together over quite a few years of working on Halports, and I can do 90% of jobs with the tools that are in here.
All right, Gabe. Well, thanks for walking us through your version of a boat box, and we hope you come back and talk us through some basic pre-season maintenance and also some diagnosis, kind of a three-part series here.
Yep, you bet. Thanks, Dave.